started yesterday going through the sugya of Tiltum Natsad. And better, we had four different cases that were going around. We had a sugya on Dafam Gil Beis, the sugya of Tiltum Mace, the Shmei Tiltum. We had a case of the pogo of a fig that was inside under Tevin that you can take out with a kush or a kakar, and the Lozman Chidoy says, Loy Shmei Tiltum. We had a case of the pulgo, the case of the Tznoin that's in the Oretz of Nachman, said that Shmei Tiltum, I think it was a kash against it, and Nifri was Kaiser. Same thing repeated, not cooked them out from Aleph. We have a fourth case of Kashak Abamito. The case of mace, you went through, we saw already in Simon Shinav, in the Loch and Sif Hay, that even by mace itself, that it depends if it's a certain Koyma or not. That means, let's say the mace, you want the mock where the mace is, you're allowed to tilt the mace because Leish may tilt the mace, but Sarah Heter. And Loch in Snine, with inside the Oritz, and the Loch and Sif Chas, the Loch is again tilt the mace, it's going to be Mutter, because Leish may tilt the Sarah Tava Heter, you had Snine. The loch of the puga, the case of the fig, that's the case of siftes. That's why there are two cases here, ches and tes. One's in tznoin, the one's in puga, one's in tevin, one's in the case of offer. Those are the three cases. The fourth case is the case of kasha gavamito. That's the mission of kufim aleph. That's what we're going to focus on today's chabura. On kufim aleph and aleph, again, we very clearly have a mission over there that you have kash on the bed over here. The first question is on this kash that a person is pushing around with his body. What is the point of pushing around the kash with his body for? What is he doing with the kash? What's the ellis of the kash? So come on, Rashi. Rashi says, why? To soften it to lie top of it. Rashi very clear that you want to use the kash. And Num Tishonim called it, Rishonim called this Mahalach. They're coming to use the kash over here. Now, we discussed yesterday that what is the story of using the kash? Is there a problem with using the kash or not? That means, come on, the Russian says, if you're coming to use the kash, Ababaya, we just set off that the lot of Tiltum Netzad, the Klalas, the Tzarek Dov Ahetur, the Maitre is Mutter, the Tzarek Dov Osir is the Maitre Osir. Here the kash will be as Mukso, unless it's for Michael Behemoth. It's Mukso. So you're coming to use the kash. In fact, the Russian is coming to use the kash. Why is it Mutter for it? It's Tiltum Netzad, the Tzarek Dov Ahetur, the kash over here. Come on, the Russian quoting of Ben Yoina, Chiddish. You knew your side over here that even though the cloud by Tiltum Netzad has been darkened with Tzarek Dov Ahetur, but Tiltum the Gufoi is even the Tzarek Dov Ahetur. Even Tzarek Dov Ahetur. Mentioned yesterday that the Rishi Taisus and other Rishon Rashi Ritva had a cash of cash and do not seem to be bothered. I the Tzarek Dov Ahetur. They left the office. There's a chiluk Tzarek Dov Ahetur. Motor Tzarek Dov Ahetur is going to be, sorry, Tzarek Dov Ahetur can be also Tzarek Dov Ahetur can be motor. We mentioned accordingly that the sadistic of Achlekis in the one of using cash. I mean, what are you doing? You're moving cash around with the body and laying upon it. Laying upon cash is a stamp that the etim is mutter. You're not lying cash. You can't move muksa. You're allowed to touch muksa. Therefore, just like we discussed yesterday, in the case you have a nair, you want to move the nair, why? Not inside the nair. You want to move the nair inside the light. The light of etim you're allowed to use on Shabbos. Maybe it's nechel get of the tzarek dov ahetur. And therefore, they want to say that you said according to the Taisvis. Tyson stands moving the cash around with the body to sleep upon it, it's Tiltum Netzad, the Tzarek Dov Ahetur. The Rosh says, no, but Tzarek Dov Ahetur, moving the cash, which is Muksa, to use the cash, the Tzarek Dov Ahetur. They came on with the new story, it's Tiltum Netzad, it's Tiltum Begula, it's Tiltum Mutter, even though Tzarek Dov Ahetur. So again, we have two Mahalchim, the case where we have the coming to use the cash, what is the story of the Ahetur? Either number one, Tyson, Tzarek Dov Ahetur. Why is Tamshus? Or number two, it tilts a bit goofy, and even starts to have it's a green motor. Two Malcolm. Come on, the Rwanda says a third idea over here, the Rwanda that chop and base. On the get a paragimel, he discusses what you said of cash. So why if they should tzurch lemito? Tzurch lemito. What does that mean? So where the Shulchan Aruch Ram, towards the folks from the Zaman, others seem to go, that not the way how Rashi understands that you're pushing around in the body and making a soft to lie on top of it. You want the bed, and it's on top of your bed, you're pushing off to the floor. You're pushing into the floor of the cash. Therefore, what's the side of the heter? You know why? Because mamash tilt matat, sarf dov heter. I want the meat over here. It's mamash sarf dov heter. What's the bed over here? The bed, in the simple understanding of Pshat of the Mishnah, we have three ways to understand it. Either it's tilt matat, sarf dov heter, according to you know why it's called the stamshus of the cash. According to Rani, you know why it's for the meat. According to the Rosh, Tiltum Netzad of Itzer, but still it's Mutter. Why? Because it's Tiltum Gufoi. Those are the three Mahalchim, first chapter of the mission over here. Now, you could ask Akashi upon the Ran, that the Ran is saying in New Year's study that our Eilim seems to understand, the Gamma's Rabuch of Shad of the Ran. Again, the Ran says, Losh and Tzarech HaMito, that among the Achonim itself, there are two ways to understand it. The way I'm saying over this, feed the grass says, I want to push the Kash to the floor and Tzarech HaMito. There's another way how the machta shekel tais your Shabbos seems to stand. It means tzarech hamita, meaning tzarech the person. I want to push the cash around and I want to sleep on the cash. Why is it tzarech to the heter? Because I'm the heter. Tzarech hamita, meaning for me to sleep atop of it. I mean, the same mahal of Kain Taisus, tzarech heter, we're switching, is not the cash, is me. But the most simple way is meaning you're throwing on the floor and you're coming to get tzarech to the heter, meaning because I want to use the bed over here. The question over here is, you look at the Ran on the daf Nilchesim Beis, that we're saying over here, the case, according to the Ran, means you're throwing upon the floor. That Nilchesim Beis, he brings down on the Mishnah, Rashi. He's pushing around his body to make himself lie upon it. So he's quoting the words of Rashi Pishan in the Mishnah. And yet, he's saying that Klofan Beis, before he's saying Tzarech Hamita, means it's on the floor not to use it. Who is to use the Ran? Teretz is, learning them though, ready from the Simish Nilchesim and Malach, by the Sukkah by Medadadim, come along to be a loch, it says, Ki Yaduo, everyone knows that Klal Nashit Zeran. He quotes the words of Rashi, the Lab Doctor, he holds a Rashi. He's just saying Pshat over here. Everyone knows that's the Sheet Zeran. I mean, he might say one thing in the Mishnah, and in the Sugya later on, he'll say his own Shikha Torah. He's here, he's quoting Rashi, he's copying and pasting, and otherwise, we know the Sugya, he has Omalach. Agam is a little bit different in the case of your loch discussing. He is Betim on the same page. He says Pshat Mishnah, later on, he says own Shikha Torah. Here, Betim is 30 blot different. On the mission of Dr. Chasson Beis, he says Rashi. The Chofa Beis, he says on Shekel Torah. So maybe Yesh L'Chalek. Before again, we have three Mahalchim over here. Why am I so much Pshan the mission is? Again, what comes out? We have a Yisrael over here, a very important Yisrael, the Rosh Hashitah. The Tilt of Gufa is Mutta Ibn Tzarek Tova Isser. A second Sugya they're coming from. We learned the Gemara and Dr. Kuftin Dalo Beis, but the Sugya of the top of the Chaim. We have animals that have packages on top of the back. The Gemara brings down from Shim Ben Yechoy. Let's say he has packages, you put your hand underneath it, and you move it to the side, it falls on the ground. You want to discuss it, let's say he's going to break, then you put the pills underneath it, well, first of all, very simple, let's say it's not going to break, you have mooks on the back of the animal, somebody's mamash mooks to gummer, in case the rocks, not going to break, we don't care, take your head and push it underneath it, no problem. Local mice is brought down by the Mechabit, Simon Chinez, if you'd have, that use your head. Sometimes people should use their head. So the question over here is, what is the site of the heter of using your head? What's the Rabban over here? Come on, Ramban. You first off saying, you know what's the heter? Sa'balachayim. The Yaisiniri says, no, the site of the heter is no way. Tilt to the gufay. I the tzarek tova muksa. Who cares? The animal's muksa. The chmeitza muksa. Tilt to the tzarek tova muksa. It's muta, like the Rashita. Because you know I got it from? Kasha, gaba mito. So here's the second Ramban. The Ramban says also, the tilt to the gufay, the mice is muta. Even though it starts over Isser. Now the Rashi, when he says over the same sugya over there, he says two things. He says either mitzad hefter behema, va'oid he's doing tilt of begufay. So Mizalman, he has a one letter printed in Shemir Shabbos and Chosay that he wrote to the Shemir Shabbos from Neuver over there, and his whole shtickle is about the sugya tilt of begufay. He says, what's Pshan the Rashi? Does it mean the case of a tzirup? He'd have to be hefted with tilt of begufay, or does it mean only tilt of begufay can be makel? He's not clear in the Rashi, but he said the Maisa Ramban says clearly the law is that a person can do tilt and begufay. So before you Ramban that way. Again, look at other Rishonim, they ask this question. The Ran, does he have a heter, a tilt of begufay? The Ran says no. The Ran again argues in the Rosh. The Rosh again says that he said the Kasha got me to tilt of begufay. The Ran says no, it's tilt myself to have a heter, I want the mito. So according to the Ran, how's he going to learn the Sugyo? So Ran Lashitosu says, you know why it's mutter? So the Sugyo Tzab Balachayim. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shinhei Sif Yud Ches, Allah Lamaisa, can you put your head underneath the animal, the package to move with your head? He says, it's come along both, they say, where they go like the Rosh Hashanah, they can't tell the Begufay. Where they go like the Ran, even the Ran says you can, you know why? Tell us to get Zab al-Khaim. So either way, you like or do it, the question is, where are you coming from? Is it tell the Begufay or Zab al-Khaim? There's a third Malach over here, there's a Ritva Sheet, the Sugyev Hefstid. That means again, we have a second sugya, the idea of moving with your head, the faction of the animal or the behemoth. The question is, what is the side over there? Is the side tilt of tzad or tzab al chayim? Tilt of begufa tzab al chayim. The question is, you look in Simon Shinei Sif Yud Ches, says the mechaber, you know why you can move it with your head? So the mechaber tzab al chayim. The question is, the rush by us, the mechaber paskins, they can move anything tilt of begufa even tzarech hamuksa, even tzarech tova yisr. The Chor of Steers Mechab. As I fact to be Halacha. Fact to be Halacha. How in the world, you Mechaber, are number one, he says, you Mechaber. Why is saying moving the package with your head is only Mutzah B'Tzab Al-Chaim? It's Mutzah B'Tzab Al-Chaim. Number two, he says, Elamai, the word Sabal Chaim, whose lashon is that? It's the Rani says. It's the Rambam also. The Rambam, and then you have the Rosh against it. So why the Mechabel here, Vesosim, Lekulo, like the Rosh? You have the Rishonim against it. Come on, the Rishonim says, no, Raya. The reason why the Mechabel said Sabal Chaim is really come to say the Hemshech of the law over there in the Rambam. The Rambam discusses, let's say, a case where you cannot do it with your head, because else will fall on the floor, break, and you want to be Parik Ben Nachas, still you have to go do that, but it's not Sabal Chaim. So he's saying Pshat the Rambam is why, for a different reason. Agami said Sabal Chaim, but he has two halachas over there. One doing with his head, one doing with Nachas when things might break. He needs Sabal Chaim for the safer, not mitzvah the circular ratio. You want time to be a loch, maybe even the Rambam agrees, till the group of the Maestro's mutter. Yeah, but why do you have to say? But it would have been better without Sabal Chaim, because till the group is always mutter. Sabal Chaim is a limitation. But yeah, till the group is a better answer. Not, but true, both might be true, but which one should have you picked? Which one's better for the Rosh? Still, the Gubba is better. No, yeah, but what? Once you pass with the resource in the Kulo, they should have took the better of the Sfar. Because it applies all cases. All cases. Should have been a better header. Let's be a lot of casual. Might again, this is the second circular point out that we have a header over here of Tiltoy Begupoy. A third Mamokma coming from, third circular, Zigmon Dakko Kozain Oman Aleph. Over there, it says when a person has an oyster, has a warehouse, clean out, and Shabbos can't do it, it's on the sugya of Tirchov. So, what do you want to go do? You want to make a path through it, to make an ear through it. Says the Gemara, Eisle Shpil Baraglov, you make a Shpil, a path with your feet. Because also, if it's when you walk in and you walk out, make a path, you can move muksa by walking. Basically, the idea of moving muksa with your feet. Moving muksa with your feet, what does he allow to? Black and white. So, it's not clear. No, love that. Now, come on, Rashi, it says, the way, what it means, b'kisosim b'tziyosim, why say that for? Just say, kick it. Why say b'kisosim b'tziyosim? What's the words when you walk in and walk out? It says, Rashi, dafka derech alikosim. Only when you're walking, derech agav, right, go kick it. Come on, Edo, we shouldn't say the same thing, and that's the Mogavom. Go back to Simon Shinchet on the Mechaber and Sib Gimel, says the Mogavom, Sikon Zayin, the head of derech alikosim b'tziyosim is dafka derech alikosim. Come on, the Chadish, who can you do? I think they know the object of the Mishnah Berurah is their heter till the Begufa. He says, the Chadish, this is my raya. Why in the world do you want to discuss you moving muksa? You want to go move muksa? So you want to say, just kick it. Come on, we'll be showing you the place. We're saying, Dug, Derech Agav, I'm walking, and somehow things will move, they get kicked and went around from place to place. Derech Alichos, and the Maestro is Mutter. Says the Chadish, this is my Mar Mokum, a different signal. We see, Safka Derech Alichos. So how do you answer this question, Derek Hale Chosay? How do you answer the mic? Who had Shver on the Mishnah Berurah and the Bechor, even the Rosh? Why is Dafka Derek Hale Chosay? Kick any Moksa. So either you can answer how the Tosfos Shabbos wants to answer, Derek Hale Lav Dafka. Chayot wants to answer, or Chayot Milsa Nokat. That's how you go do it. Derek Hale can kick it, which is a Chiddush. Well, the way how others want to point out, look at the Rambam. The reason why you're doing Derek Hale Chosay is not Mitzah the Sugyo Moksa. You have a Bayam Mitzah Tircho, Mitzah the Sugyo Lechol, and therefore for that reason you have to do Derek Hale Chosay. Or in Chanami, say, Rashi Derech Lichosai. Looking on Bang the Ritva, they come and say, another reason why you have to. They want to say, why is it Mutter now Derech Lichosai? Anyway, it's Mutter. Says now, Bang, no, why? It's Tilta Begufai. Says Ritva, you know why? Tilta Begufai. It's Tilta Begufai. Those who want to argue on the Rashi. But that's cool. That's the main Maimokum. They come from this Indian where the Chanish come to argue on the other Achorinim. Now, local Mice again, we have two. We'll get to it. That's first the three sugyas over there discussed. Again, we have sugya kufin dalad, sugya kufin malaf, and sugya kufin zayin. Those are the three main sugyas. The other places, those are the three main sugyas from Shas. Now, local maisa, first, what is the svar to your mekel? Why the maisa to your mekel? Why is Tilta Begufa being better than Tilta Nasad, or begging than Tilta Begufa? Maisa, you're moving muksa, the end day, you're moving. Everyone knows you can't touch muksa. Everyone knows that. So, what's the svar? So, come along the Shlomo Zalman. Betzim Meir Arik says it really before in the same Yisoid, that why is Ikir Tilta Muksa's Osir? We had four different reasons in the Bialok of that Dhamma. The Gemara says, Otto Atzah, what you saw? Carrying something outside. If you carry something outside, Derek Shinoi, Tilta Begufoi, it's not the normal way of doing it. If the Kira has never been a Nichol Gedev Dereisa, so since the Haitzah will never be a Dereisa, we're not going to be good as Muksa, but it's not normal. If Muksa is Otto Atzah, and Atzah will never be a Dereisa, it's not going to be good as a very simple. Tilta Begufoi is something in the Shina Gomer. If it's Shina Gomor, so there's no reason to be Goyzen. The Shina Gomor, Otto Yitzah, it'll never be a case of Deraisa. That, again, that's as far as the right, which says it comes to the Gemara. Now the question is how the Rambam deals with the Gemara. I mean, it's Tziru. We certainly have to come on to the side of the first stage of Otto Yitzah. If there's no Otto Yitzah, it doesn't apply over here. Because any Chalamet will never lead to the right, so it shouldn't be a problem over here. That means that he had told the Guf and didn't be Yuchel and Mokhsa. Someone was telling me he once walked, 2 weeks ago, he walked into his kitchen and he saw his 3-year-old holding his 4-year-old on a chair. His 4-year-old was going over with a light switch and picking it and putting on the light switch and jogging. So, like an hour later, he asked the kids, Agav, you know, get quiet. Why should I be doing it? He asked the kids, what are you doing? So he says, very simple. Tati told us, everyone knows you can do a light switch as a Mokhsa on Shabbos. Tati told us, tell the Guf and the Mokhsa is a Mokhsa, like any Mokhsa. So therefore, we put on the light switch through our feet. If the head is still giving me some muksa, you're right, you can do it with your feet. Sometimes you, and every kid knows, the kid knows the light switch, why? If any child, it's muksa. Sometimes we have to mechanize them better and more correctly. The idea of a light switch is not muksa. It's a possible Torah light switch for each before which you would say them. It's the right, so the head is muksa, not a head to anything else.
How come Tilton Mitzad is not also, should most people do that?
So Tilton Mitzad, you have to know, is not the standard way, blah, 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 of Shinoi. I mean, again, for example, by kicking a ball, I think it's Tiltum Latsan maybe, but it's not Nechlin Gedder Shinoi. A lot of cases, Tiltum Latsan is not Nechlin Gedder. Now, look at my Sadri Paskin. We pass the Tiltum Guf and the Maestad is Mutter Sarkova Isser. So, again, we have a clear and balanced Kandala saying that's Pshat putting your head underneath the packages, the Maestad is Mutter. We might have a tour by us that says that way. And the Machab is down Lokal Maestad. The Amal here does not disagree, and this is Kibbe Eger by the Sigur, the Fichl says, the Amal agrees with the Machab over here. Therefore, the Nartaro, the Shulchanar Karab, then the Sivas, and the Yisrael, they come along and pass the local mice and mutter. Rishbu and numerous farmers bring down the Yisrael, a tilt and a tad, tilt and a begufa, the Tzarek of the Yisrael and mice and mutter. Rishbu passes like this macabre with a simple understanding. Mice is not that simple. First, we read Rishbu as a couple of places. For example, we have the local in the Simon Shin Ches, the Konyu Gimel. Over there, Rishbu is discussing the Konyu Gimel. When a person picks up Muksa, when you dedicate Beheter, if it's Klishim Lakhla, it's you can put it wherever you want. If it, you put it, pick it up for Isser, or Muksa Makhla Skufai, be that Makhla, that place, if you like, put it wherever you want. In that same stickling ends off, however, he said, let's say in the case over here, you want to do a tilt to Baraglo, with your feet over here, you want to kick it, and therefore, maybe you can send it upon the Allah and submission to Al Sukhas, till the Guru of the Maitre Mutti, even the Sarakha Muksa. He ends up saying, therefore, since in order not to lead the case of Yavi Lahefted, you let it kick Muksa. Let it kick Muksa. Why loy nikkur tiltul klal? It's not called tiltul at all. That's the Yisrael tiltul grufoi. It's loy nikkur tiltul klal. Therefore, it's mutter. So he ends up why? Therefore, the loch is mitan muksa yiladik mitan hefsid yiladik kikit. Why is the Mishnah said after mitan hefsid? Sounds like the etzim. It's where we go. There's a statue masmer. The hefsid yeshem yilismar klokel. So, for those who are tiny, the words of Mishnah Brua are being practical. You know, the silver, the tula Shabbos. One say the article, one time Mishbu is laughed after, he's just telling you why we kick Muksa for him. Most people don't have to be kicking it for him. However, you look at Mishbu over there, he writes in the Shari Tzion, he writes, Ayn the Chayodom, the Gam the Chayodom ends off B.H. Oisim, those who argue the Rosh, who argue the Rosh? The Ran argue the Rosh, place argue the Rosh, and therefore maybe I should be Machmer. However, there's a Machab, Yisham, and this Machal, and Serech Machab, one like the Rosh Shito. Machab is also in the Kulo. The sound like for the Mishnah Brua, you have to know there's a second Shita out there. There are two Yisaitis over here. That means everyone knows, or that brought up kicking Muslim Mice and Mutter. Number one, Mishnah Brua points out the two Shitas. Makom Hefsid, it can't be Michael. Therefore, the Shvat Titchot, who are Vos and Shu, when they come along and say, Pshat Mishnah Brua is, Makom Hefsid, Echlami, you should be Michael. Otherwise, Tamazai, there are Chalkim over here. That's Aleph. No, that came down to Mechaber. No, because he was Sosom over here. Very hard to say that the Mechaber. Very, very hard. Another point, another case of being down is Mishibu and Simon Shin Beis. Mishibu and Simon Beis, the Kalam Hei, discussing when a person has mud on his foot, on his shoe, and he wants to take it off. She says, go over to Rakin, no, scrape it off. She said, make sure the rack does not move when you scrape it off. Not even by us being tied to the rack. In fact, Olam, who is tilted to Gufoi, knowing that even that's further, it's tilted to the Minatzad, you want to call it, but tilted to Minatzad, the Sons of Eter. Mice is Mutter also. So it's over ahead, so it could be to look at a person. Maybe it's not looking at the case of the mono bear. So, those also want to answer the case. Maybe over there, moving the rack and it's another sugyo. Either you're being choshish, makam atzarech, or maybe it's another sugyo of it's a derek or a toilish. But they get number one, they have one point over here, the one tiny that is, first of all, Meshavua, that sounds like there's another sheet over here, and only Mach Mepsi can make all this Aleph. So first, Aloch Lamaisa, if you look on the Ik this form, let's get to the Nebrak. From the Zalman, again, he has this long letter in the Shmir Shabbos, he comes up and says, the Minig Maisa is Yemekel, Alatim, Rav Bosna himself in the Nebrak, Rav Asher Kloin, Shmir Shabbos, and others, and the way the Pesach Shumim writes, it brings it down, the Shvach, the Hayroa, the Roa, Maisa is that way, Maisa will make a Piltel, but Begufay, that's Loin Nikrit Piltel at all. Again, however, number one, Mishavua seems to be, there is a Tzad to your Machmer. Number two, Lamaisa, who is Machmer? The Ran is, and Rukiyoyse, they come along and say, what's your side, the Sugi of Kash? They come along and say, the side is, you want the Kash on the floor, so every Shem argue. Number three, those who understand the side by a Kash, they ask the question of Kash, and they answer, the Kash is Nichol, Tiltum, Tzad, 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 Heter, Tzad, Tzad, that means they have no makor for the Rosh Hashito. Chumro over here, cool over here. There the grass points out, therefore the Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Sefer Trumo and the Ri and the Rebbe and Talmud. All these other Shikishan do not hold like the Rosh Hashito over here. Number four, they point out the Chazish comes along and says the Maestro came to the Sugi of Derech Hilucho. The Maestro, he says, is clearly not like the Rosh Hashito. And for Oedi, he wants to say, I don't know what it's even according to the Rosh. He wants to answer the Rosh. He wants to say, what the Rosh means over here, can he, him and the Shitos like? You want to tie that you side. You want to say the loch is stop going over to Muksa, kick Muksa for the sake of Muksa to protect that ulcer. What does the rush mean? The rush means you come to lie down in the bed, it's a Maisa Shechiva, I'm coming to lie down. Who's moving Muksa? I'm not moving Muksa, I'm lying down the bed. It moves here and there and I sleep on it. It's Nichol, like his side of here is just tell me what am I doing? Tell me what am I doing? I'm not moving around and getting up. I'm lying down in the bed, I'm lying down. So I'm coming to go to sleep, just like the idea when I do any act of moving muksa, when I take a flint, when I knock it off. I'm moving muksa, I'm cleaning my shirt. Take a fly out, moving muksa, no, I'm making my drink worry to be drunk. So what am I doing over here? I'm lying down. That's what I'm doing. Myself, Shiloh, and he wants the side of the rush is not the side to take a heter of all muksa go and kick a big kavana. A body can't do that. A myself, Shiva is mutter. A myself, Lichel, walking, make a shvil. Tell the Maestro Mutter, you know why? I'm walking. I'm lying down. That's why it's Mutter.
Wasn't the case that he was moving the cash beforehand?
Yeah, he's moving to go. Oh, no, that's what you want to say. That's not what it says in the Rosh. He doesn't say that. You have no, he has no Rishonim, he says, the Chanish writes, I have a Ramban like me, the Rosh like me, written for the Ran, and even the Rosh I can answer. To like Commission of
Rosh.
Yeah, he writes to argue the Mishavua. Maestro, he means to argue the Mishavua, he means to argue a lot of people before the Mishavua. That's just their. Yeah, of course, he's arguing the Mechaber, yeah. He's by Pluk, he's the Mishavua, he's arguing the Mechaber, yes. Yes, he's arguing the Mechaber. Well, Maestro, he says, but comes out, he says, you have no Rishon already. He's trying to say.
Trying to make it, but can I get the Mechaber who had Rishon?
Fine, but he's saying that's not Pshat. But it does come out that even those who go like the Chanish, they are true Eterim, Maestro. Number one, if it's Maisha Shechiva or Maisha Licho, that means you want to kick Muksa and walk Derech Agav, and you want to save money on the floor, and you're walking in Derech Agav, kick it, and Maisha Latu.
But you're doing it, now you're doing it to move the Muksa.
If you're walking somewhere, and Derech Agav, it happens, I walk to talk to you, I know it's going to be kicked. I walk back, I know it's, even though it's a Pesach Ratio, and I know it's going to happen, the Maisha Licho.
Like
the Mita, like the number one, I have to call the Chanish, I mean, according to other Shem, I mean, the Chanish has the Heter, he agrees, we have his Rosh. I mean, according to the Ran and Taisha's Ladav, you have this Heter. But according to the Rosh, you have this Heter. Could tell me they do agree to this Heter, all the Rishonim. And what number two is, sometimes people make a mistake and they think Tilda Begufay, there is no Heter according to the Chaznish. It's not true. Tilda Begufay has the same Klal as Tilda Natsad. And Tilda Begufay will be Mutter Sarkatov Heter. Whatever the Get Sarkatov Heter is. Right. Whatever his Getter is. But Vada Tilda Begufay has a Heter Sarkatov Heter. It's not worse Tilda Natsad. So I mean, there are two Eterim in the Machmirim, Tzarek Tov HaHeter, and the Maisa Licho, Maisa Shchivo. From Maisa, that's again a fourth reason to be Machmirim Chaznish. But either point out, look at the Mog Avram in numerous places, he seems to be Choshev. The Mavuch among what the Dasa Mog Avram is, Zayin Simen Shin Hei to contest, seems to be Machmir, and Simen Shin Ches Kon Zayin, the other one time he's being Machmir, but also Simen Shin Hei, also the one time he's being Machmir, they have ways of answering it. But Maisa, at the end of the day, Maisa Shekel and Chayalim said the Mog Avram being Machmir. It's not anymore, you won't tell me the Chanish against the Mishnah Berurah. It's not. Chanish and the Mog Avram against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mog Avram wants to argue in the Machaber. So the Bulgim already. those will say that's not pshat the makavam. Makhlas shekels, the Nesiva says that's not pshat the makavam. But those one time, the newest kedon according one time that's pshat the makavam, mice come to you machmer. Void. The sixth point is the newest place can bring down two shitas. Look at Tais Shabbos, you have two shitas. You look at the Chai Odom, two shitas, or Choshukhan, two shitas. So Abana wrote an Yisra Moshe, so Maisa, Lachal Maisa. The interesting way how Yisra says, should we pass like the Machaber? So Moshe told him back, printed in now the Chaim Chelekei in Simchal Beis. And Moshe says, Osla Tatum Gufa Nitzarech HaMokso. Ela Ochin, Udova Nochitz Mutter. Vimach Maletz the Dova Nochitz. So I went to Abana and I asked him, what did Moshe mean when he told him Elan came Dova Nochitz? You can make them. Is it that he's held etzem? It's osir, ran, nus yishayinim, passing against the mechaber. But you're stuck. There's a mechaber over here. There's a mishnah berurah. Or rashi shem ilas smart local. Or if I care, the etzem is mutter mechaber. The poiskim mishnah berurah. Except we know there is a chaznish. There's a ran out there, and therefore it should be machaber. Why not? But vosnisht. So Bano told me no. Pshanu moishin with etzem held kulam. But bichoishish. For vosnisht. So other ways around, it's not what you bet me on the cool. What? Could be. But the mice again, the issue of Vadiyasef, the issue of Yashiv, the issue of Mazilber, the mice, they come along the Taino that Mokhmat Sayrech be made, not Tamazai. There are two sheets over there. The Numis Paiskim were arguing, and therefore the Malachim seem to bring down this way to Tula Shabbos, the Shamahuda, Sham Muksa, Simchabon, and they come along and say, we do Paskim Shaburo, but you have to feel the two sides over here, and the Achila person should be Machmer. Therefore, this heter that the Ilm likes being Mekelin is not that simple. Numish Shayim and place can disagree. If it's not, though, it had to look Kuli Alma's Mutter. Maisha Shriva Maisha Lichel of Kuli Alma Mutter. But take it so light and be very lax with it, you shouldn't do that. What could be a bit? This is a very simple Nafkamino. People, let's say, can just move it for no reason at all. So, first, there is a Shayla, even those are being Mekel, is there a Hetla Sloitzar Klau? Those are one time in the Sloit of the heter is what? It's not called total, so I'm allowed to do it for no reason at all. My said there is an Orcha Shulchan already and the Torah Shabbos. They want to come along and tie in the lochage, you cannot do a Shloi Sarah Klal, even in the Mekilim.
No. Like
Mekilim,
they don't take
into
the other world to count
that
they're
Mechmir.
Why in Mekilim?
Oh, no. The Orcha Shulchan, yeah. It's the he says you should do it. So Orcha Shulchan, now there is a question, you have to know why, but certainly with us, that we knew we had two sides, certainly we should not do a Shloi Sarah Klal. Okay, I hear. That's his words. Those are his words. Now, it does come out with an example. Let's say a person wants to clean up his house and do Piltilda Begufay. It's certainly on the floor. The Elaka will do that on Shabbos. Push it. So, first, according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's Piltilda Begufay, it's mortar. According to the Ran, Lachor, it's Piltilda Metzal, it's Tzar, Kovat Shabbos, it's Tzar Shabbos. It should be mortar. Side the Rosh, side the Ran. However, we mentioned already yesterday, according to Chaznish, he understands that kicking mukha for the sake of mukha, he also not nechle get a tzarek dover heter. He has acted sweep on Shabbos. He answers either nechle sugya of graf, or walk his bottle to the floor, and therefore it's not as if you're moving mukha. So it'll come out, really depends. If it's on the floor, you'll have a heter according to Chaznish, which I'm not sure what the word bittel means. On the table, other place, you won't have this heter. And a chlami, which, again, the Chaim says there's no bittel on the table or on a bench, I'm not sure why. But my say, if you go without that chiddush of the chaznish, who either if you want to kick any muksa on the floor, if it's not protecting the muksa, that's the baya. If you want the floor to be clean, say wash of say ram, should be mutter. What about tiltul begufay? That a case over there is the normal way of going to go do it. Normal to derech. So what's the loch in that case? So my say, are we showing them iri iri l'il? My say, answer it. Who in one case we came across where the way it's also. When a person who wants to wear his shoe when it fell apart, it's on Hefsid, they come on the Mishnah and says, if you're in case of a Mokum where covered up Brias, to go wear your shoe, Halacha and Simon Shinachet, it says, a covered Brias, you're allowed to go wear it. Now wearing your shoe is called a Totem Gufay, but it's a normal thing. See clearly, something that's normal, that Totem Gufay does not have the head of Totem Gufay. What's his side? The side is not normal. Especially when the Sugya is like from the Dalmud, that's Otay Tzah. Here, if you wear a shoe, only a tov the person will be over the Issa Vaitzah. Otherwise, since it's a normal thing to go do, and the core the Pash is, will not have the heter of Tilta Begufay. Hagam, mentioned one time, in Simi Reisam above, when a person has a pouch around him, a money belt around him, and wants to take it into Mer Shabbos, Shabbos, he's allowed to wear it. So he mentioned then the four different Shatim and Peshach and the Ramon, the good of Wati Mekel. One of them was the Shulchan Aruch Haran, the Eish L'Avram, the Bing Dong in the White, Tiltu Begufoy. The money power Tiltu Begufoy. That means the Bialacha says Tiltu Metzad Sokhtav Eter. So the Shulchan Aruch Haran called it Tiltu Begufoy. So according to grapple, why is that called Tiltu Begufoy? It's a normal thing to go do. The passion is it should be also. Another loch in the gate to this is that we're saying the loch of Tiltu Begufoy, the Maisa, is Loish Me Tiltu Kval. Therefore, you let it move it, even the Sokhtav Amukso. Loch Matzarek certainly can be Mekel. What's the locha negate chesaron kiss? Why chesaron kiss being different? By chesaron kiss, come along the side of here is a makbid not to move it for any reason. So the mind said, just like a makbid not to move it for stamps of heter, because I'm taking my stack in a milo, I don't want to cut vegetables with it. Maybe also a makbid not to tilt them outside. Maybe a makbid not to tilt them gufoy. No one wants to go to the stack in their stack into a milo and kick it. So maybe there'll be no heter tilt them gufoy in the case of chesaron kiss. They point out to read that Gama to the Beis Yosef of Siman Shin Ches. He says, Chesaron Kiss has no heter. Mash and Kalim have heterim, and they list, I think, 13 heterim. One of them is Tiltu Metzad, another one is Tiltu Begufoy. Medak, the Prima Godim, and others, they point out, we've seen the Beis Yosef that Tiltu Metzad, Sarat of a heter, or Tiltu Begufoy, even Sarat of Isser, there's no heter by the case of Chesaron Kiss. That's what the Prima Godim points out. Lechori wants to say Machmim, because Shabbos wants to say Machmim. Allah Meister pointed out Lakura the newest caches against it, Mishbuah by the case of Nadin when you had a knife inside, the case of the sack of Shalmila or Shal Shchita with other knives, says Mishbuah Yiladu Tiltu Metzad and Sarat of Eter. Also, we saw by the case of Kovod Abrius, Yiladu used paper which Chesaron Kiss to go use as Kovod Abrius, according to Beis Yosef, not allowed to. And they point out that either they want to argue the Beis Yosef or have them Shana Beis Yosef say it's Lavdakva, Phil Dove points out. Lechora, that this heter, Tiltu Metzad, or Tiltu Begufoy, apply the place going to say, even by case of Chesaron Kiss. The last point to discuss really is what defines Tiltu Begufoy, and what defines Tiltu Metzad, and what defines Tiltu. What is in these categories? The first mamukh they come from is the idea of blowing something. You go over to a chepitz, you have a bug on you, want to blow it off. What is that? Tiltu Metzad, Tiltu Begufoy, was that? That's how you always blow off, apply. So the Marmokim with Lang Masorah very clear, and Kamlum Loch and Simich and Ches and Sev Gimel, the moment that brings down, the Loch is about blowing something off. He quotes Maril. Maril inside Shuva, he writes that even though we hold Koichek Gufoy, and they have a Gufoy now in Matal Tamukso, you might think also Koichek not in Matal Tamukso. So no, over there it's an Orche way of doing it. Here it's not Orche. He says, well, Big Raya, Kasha Gabba Mito. He said, therefore, Ein Lecha Kla'acha Yad Godum Yizeh. And then come along and said, a body can blow something off on Shabbos, no problem. They have a local maestro, we have written down saying Sif Mem Gimel, and I'm on Sif Gimel, you have to always put it on twice. The look is the maestro, it's mutter to go move muksha through blowing it. That's Aleph. First question is, does the Chaznish agree to this? You're moving muksha for the sake of moving muksha. According to Chaznish, there's no such thing. Either Zarat of a Heter, or it's what? Or the case of Maestro Shchiva or Maestro Alicho. Otherwise, no heter. That means, for example, you have 100 shekels over here. You want to blow it to protect it. You can blow it. Very simple, blow 100 shekels. So, the question can go to the Shabbos to protect the money. So, if this question comes to me asking, is he arguing the Mechaper? Is he arguing the Ramon? Is he arguing my real over here? Come on, the Mechaim said no. Even this, the Chanish agrees. Why, this is not because of Tiltu Klal. This is mamish nothing. And they were just bringing it down. This was Yitzchak, and we know Mazilber, to the Shabbos, and others bring down that even the Chanish agrees over here. Now, exactly why that's so severe, I'm not exactly sure why. Where is he getting it from? Because you look at the Marmokim, where again Maril is getting it from. He's getting it from the case of Kasha Gabamito, which Chaznish says that my snapshot. He's getting it also the case of Fulgo. Also, that's the reason, which again seems to not be that case over here. So I'm not clear how in the world they did that. The Maisa, he's not arguing with Chavdu Ramo. And I don't see anyone really be Mazda that well why that's so. They say it's more Kal than Tildu Rufai. Like it's not the Dayan Mamish, it's your Koyach. Again, the one needs a lot of beer. I didn't see anyone really be master except they say words without me explaining it. I think it's more Kal of a Tiltu. Definitely get a not a Tiltu Bakal. Tiltu Begufoy is a Tiltu. Mashing in with the mouth is not enough to get a Tiltu. Which really leads to the next question. Even in this world, let's go in our world, and the loch is that we have a Tiltu Begufoy, Sankhova, a Muksa, we mutter. Tiltu Mitzat, only Sankhova, Eter. What is blowing something? Is that Tiltu Metzad or Tiltu Begufoy? Which one is it? So I'm sure Kiveger, again on the Ramah, it's in Shin Ches of Gimel. Kiveger says, you read the Ramah slowly, it's Meduyik, And he's calling it tiltum min atzad. Why? So, that's him, I think there are three ways to understand the Ramah. Or the Kivegish Pshat Ramah. He says again, the more thing is the head to start the Karmelite. See, either the Kivegim means the way the Ramah brings this halacha down. What's Sif Gimel? Sif Gimel is a halacha of Klishim Lachmel Isser, is Mutla Sarkupay Mekaymoy. On that comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah says over here, therefore, Tiltal is the same halacha last blows something off. It sounds like Dakla, Sarkupay, or Sark Mekaymoy. That means the Sark Tav Heter. So either the Kivegim would like the fact that the Ramah took the Mechamah Sibam Gimel and put on Sif Gimel and Klishim Lachmel Isser, that's Mutla Sarkupay Mekaymoy. That's one way of saying how he knew meant Dakla Sarkupay Mekaymoy. Or a second way to send Kivegir is you read the words of Amor, the Amor says, why is Kla Achayad? So Mazam says, Kivegir means back to the words Kla Achayad. Kla Achayad means it's Shmei Teltel. Or a third way is why? Because Amor ends off, Loibiku Teltel. It does not say the words Loibiku Teltel Klal. It's not called Teltel, but it is a Teltel. So either the Medak of the words of Amor, Loibiku Teltel, or the Medak, why? Because he says the words of Kla Achayad. Or could you put it on the Klishim Lachmel Isser? A few ways of understanding where Kivege got it from. Kivege goes further and says, that's very nice, you Ramah. Look up at the Maril itself. Maril itself said, my son Mutter, Teltum Begufai. Why? Because Maril says, like Kash Agabe Amito. Like Kash. Fine. So my son, Kivege says, Ramah is Madurik one way, Maril inside is Madurik another way. Lachmel Meister, the Sparm, Shulchan Acharav, and others come along the Pascha that this will get a Teltum Begufai. Moshe Tshuva, he writes very clearly that in the Fucha longs even more kal than Tilta Begufay. Therefore, the person can come along the Ikka, not like the Yagid, say Tilta Begufay. Therefore, if you want to protect money on Shabbos, that's on the floor, what do you go do? Go blow it. Even according to the Chazanish, which I'm not sure why. Well, nice, you can go blow it. Now, if that's so, taking one more step in blowing something, is there a chul of Dakar Bekach? That means you mentioned by Tilta Masad, Dakar Bekach maybe can be Mekel. We said that yesterday, my wife from sweeping. Tiltum begufay, we said, according to, if it's darker bekach, it should be also. It's not a shoe anymore. But right from the Mishibura, when you wear a shoe, they only have a heter, it's called a vias when it's broken. Otherwise, it's a gil mukso. What about darker bekach in the case of the fichel? When something blowing, is it lichel and get a tiltum that's sad, to be mekel? Or tiltum begufay to be machmer? It could be better than a tiltum begufay. So there is the chodeshani and chayim others about blowing a bug off. What would you do during the week if a bug on top of you? Love you, blow it right off. That's the normal thing to go do. So on Shabbos, maybe you have no head, you have to do something else to it. Get something else to blow it off, maybe it's not normal. If you use something else to do it, maybe you won't have the head there. Kodeshani comes along and says, Maishas Mutter. Chaim says, Maishas Mutter. Again, somehow the understanding over here that's more Kal the Sigi over here than real Tilda Begufay. The Tilda Begufay is a Tiltal which has its coolness. This is Loish Me Tiltal Kal. This is nothing at all. Nothing at all. The Kivega is Medaik, if it's Tilta Begufay?
Yeah.
No, I said the Graz is mostly Mekel, with a variety of cases in the money couch. But Pashas, it should not be that way. Because, of course, you're showing them Evi, the evil and ill. Again, Meshavu, it's not called that way, certainly.
But I didn't know
blowing it off?
That
the Shinni has. Oh, so you want to talk something, maybe Tilta Begufay. Yeah, but, could be Tilta Begufay also. Could be. That's causing the where there was is, there was also to the group, I think.
Something is a
fact that it's also the group, I think it's also the group. I said, Mishbu says that. Mishbu said it's that way. Yeah, he called, that wasn't me. That's him. If I have bosses, Shakak, no problem. Also, we had discussed with the Fichel, if it's mamish nothing, maybe Shalit Sarach, Maisa, a person can't be Mekel. Come on again, the Archa Shulchan says, Maisa, have to be Machma over here. Again, you have to know what the Shalit Sarach, Maisa over here is. And again, you have to know certainly over here why you have to be Machma Shalit Sarach Klal. Because here it's even worse. If the Chavnish himself agrees, and mamish is nothing, doesn't count, why to be Machma? Yishlog. But again, that's one case to define what is something, blowing something. Other cases, quickly go through, what is Nichol Tiltum and Sad, Tiltum and Gufay. Let's say you want to move something with your body, your shoulders. Is that Tiltum and Sad, or Tiltum and Gufay? Says Rashi on the Mishnah, Kasha Gaba Mita, what do you want to do? Says Miksacha, moving the shoulders. That's clearly Tilta Begufay. What about with your mouth? You want to pick up something with your teeth? You want to pick up a cell phone outside with your teeth? Is that Tilta Begufay? Not. Come on the Sarma say about it. That's Tilta Begufay. That's Mishinoi. Also, according to Mishnah, will not be a problem. Even though it starts with the Muksa, according to Chandish, you'll have a Bayah. Moving with your head, mentioned before in Reli Namban says, by the case where you have the animal with the mukhsan on top of it, that's nechal together, up till the magufay. How about moving with your foot, kicking something? So again, your body is certainly not normal, your head's not normal, your teeth are not normal. Kicking things, you start clawing. Just kicking? Is there a sense of normalcy with it, and not nechal together of shini gomer? Or not? So the Maisa, the Mishabru, when he says it over, assigning the end of Reisam Avav by the Sugya when the person flies to Metzion on Shabbos, he says to pick it up, you can't. He says, you can go kick it. Why? Shinav Sev Ches. Sayin Sev Shin Ches, says the Mishabru, Sev Gon Yigimel. By the case where he had picked up Mukhsab Yod, the end of saying Nod, Mok Mehesh says, go kick it. Come on, Mishabru, and Mishabru says, kicking it, and Nichol Negeder of Tiltul Gufoy. And my Mokhm is a Chayodim in the grass, they say, Nichol Negeder of Tiltul Gufoy. Come on, the Orch Shabbos, he says, whoa. We have so many cases with the Gemara and we shouldn't be discussing how in the world to move Mukhsa. Why don't they just come along and say kick it? Loin Mitzino, those words are Het is Zebe Gemara. We don't find anybody discussing how to move a person on Shabbos to go kick it. We don't find any place. He wants a tiny, therefore, to be Nichol Geder till the Gufi near Shina Gomorrah. And he says kicking it is not Nichol Geder Shina Gomorrah. This is a sad way the Mincha Shabbos on tiny, kicking it is Nichol Geder till the Metzad. The Maisa of Shabbos is against the Chayodim and the Graz and the Yisrael and Mishnebrua and Shmei Shabbos and all the Malachim. He has a riot. Why is more I bring it down? The Maisa says not nichol together with Shina Gomer by money on the floor. It's very hard to understand. So Kol Soif, especially with all this far of the Shlomo Zalman, the definition why we make Kol Tadu Begufay Mitzad the Sugya Vayitzal. Certainly it's nichol together with Shina Mitzad the Sugya Vayitzal. Certainly this case also should be Mekel. And they will be ignorant from God like Mustimus and Mishnebrua. He writes twice. Clearly, it means Archa Shabbos is coming to argue the Mishnah Berurah. Shmuel writes from the Chayodim and the Graz, Maisa is Nichol, Tzitzel Begufay, and he won't say it's not so. Another case is discussed, what about moving with the elbow? What is that exactly? Is that a Shinui, not a Shinui? There is a question to Moshe, and he writes to Tzitzel Shabbos, again, Arachayim Chalakei. Kabbalah said, Nichol, get a Tzitzel Begufay. Which he read Mishnah Berurah, Tzitzel Lamed, by us, we discussed, what is the definition of Tzitzel Begufay? His words are Pirish, in the Ger, B'yodoy, in Begufay, or B'sharabarav. The definition is either he did not; it has to be not with his hands, or his body, or other limbs, which means his feet. Is this elbow yodai?
This is
yodai. This is yodai? So fine, then before Mishnah Berurah. If you say this is yodai, again, we have a clear Mishnah Berurah saying something. Depends what you want to say, what he means.
What's the swear, anyways?
Again, Mishnah Berurah, what?
What's the
swear, say, why? Oh, well, we'll get to two other Mishnah Berurahs. Why should not be a shinoi? The Mishnah we had a simon, we had an halacha in simon Reish Ayin Vav discussing when he had a guy, you want to go tell him to come with you, take a candle with you. The question is, come on, the Magarba Mishnah asked, can the world tell God to move Moksa? The sense of Mishnah Berurah, you know why? Because since by Yisrael is Mutter Tilkum Netzam, Tzarek Tov Eheter, and therefore you want to use a Nair for Tzarek Tov Eheter, that's Mutter, and you can go move it yourself. How? Achur Yodav, or Batil Yodav. In the back of your hand, or putting it in between your elbow. Over here and hold the candle, walk around with it. So the Mishnah says, you can do that. The goy is your tiltum minatzad. And then the goy can carry with it, be a dying mamish, because he's like, you can go do it, but tiltum minatzad, he is not going to get a tiltum minatzad. That means, first of all, one question, the back of your hand, what is that? Kamal Mishnah was calling that tiltum minatzad, not tiltum minatzad. Therefore, it's talk to a head to be more to not talk to a sir. What?
Agam.
Again, come along the Shulchan Aruch Rabbah with the answers. What are you talking about? Call that Tiltum Begufay. And most Malachim call the back of me and Tiltum Begufay. They seem to either they forgot the Mishnah Berurah, they don't care about the Mishnah Berurah, or they don't even call the Mishnah Berurah. Come on, all the Swarms of Manazah are calling the back of me in, except for Aruch Shabbos and one Aruch and Simcha Bonim. Well, everyone else says Klachiyad is Tiltum Begufay. Horsh Mishnah Berurah another way. Void, the Mishnah goes further, and he says, a candle over here. Now, is that Yodov? Is that normal? Again, maybe I don't know how to deal with candles. I don't know. What about a cup that has oil inside? And you walk around like that holding it. That's called Tiltum Netzad. Oh no, so this is the elbow. No, that's Shina Gomer. But like this over here, that's nothing together of Tiltum Netzad. So I saw Nachli Sol said, "Now Tabi Chomo telling the Mishabu is laughed after." He said, "Tiltum Etzad." He meant Tiltum Begufay. It doesn't fit in the words of Mishabu because calling Tiltum Etzad, that's not the way after. Do you want to use it in there?
You come up with the first case when you're putting Makuriyat, but he's
saying
one case which is Tiltum
Etzad. It's very hard to say that. The Pashas is calling this. Again, he's saying case why a good can do it. You know why? Because you can do it till Matzah Tzach Zavahetar. Very hard. So again, Rav Simcha Bonner points this out. And if he wants to argue on those who want time of them, again, most Malachim, assume you go another way. If you want time, they definitely get a Shinigomer. So if you send the Mishbrua, this is definitely get a Shinigomer, I would send over here also, until the Matzah, I say the elbows also till the Matzah. I would say that. We can argue the point. Fine, there's one last case discussed. Let's say it was something that one person would carry and two people carry it, or you use one hand, and then end up using two hands. So the Kamal Taisa Shabbos, at the beginning of Simon Shinchas, once a Taino, that's also, since it's not the normal way, you usually carry it one in a pen, take a pen with two hands. One time, the Nichon together of Tiltum and Azad, they have an example when an animal falls into Amasamayim. The law is, people discuss what to go do, put a pulls of blankets underneath, or Kalim lift it up. Let's say can't. El Rabbi said, take it out, be a Dayim. Kamal the Ishla Ram, but Shabbos says, very simple. Take two people and take it out. Why? Because usually one person will take out the animal. Now you take two people, nichon together till the matzad or till the begufoy. Says the mayor, Rick, what's the svar to Michael? The one time, why? Because mitzad itzah, you won't be chayv with two people. Ze yachol. You won't be chayv mitzad itzah. You won't be chayv also mitzad itzah. You won't be chayv also. The same svar like till the begufoy. My students from are not too happy with this place of Shabbos. Most of them do not seem to bring on this idea. Someone will help whether it's a case of using two hands versus using two people. That's an interesting case. Really put on this category when two people are doing it. It's not the suya of the mitzvah, but the lumdus behind it. That you won't be chayv mitzvah the suya of itself. I bet Hashem on Sunday we do a similar reshite test. Well, why can't you do?